Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Manappuram Finance Q2 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abhijit Tibrewal from Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Sagar. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the earnings call of Manappuram Finance. We have with us today the senior management of Manappuram Finance, represented by Mr. V.P. Nandakumar, MD and CEO, Dr. Sumitha Nandan, Executive Director, Ms. Bindu A.L., CFO, Mr. V.N. Ravindra Babu, MD Asirvad, Mr. Rajesh Namboodiriprasad, CFO, Mr. Kamal Parmar, Head Vehicle and Equipment Finance, Mr. Suveen P.S., CEO Manappuram Home Finance, Mr. Robin Karuvely, CFO Manappuram Home Finance, and Mr. Baswaraj Chetty, Senior VP and Head IR, Asirvad. I now hand over the mic to Mr. Nandakumar and other members of the senior management for their opening remarks, post which we can open the floor for an interactive Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the conference call for the second quarter of FY24 financial. It gives me immense pleasure in presenting our results when India is continuing the growth momentum despite global uncertainties and geopolitical tension. While IMF has downgraded global GDP growth by a notch, in its last outlook, India's growth has been revised upward. In this backdrop of an optimistic environment, I present before you for Q2 FY24 financial. A balanced and prudent growth strategy, which I have been reiterating for many quarters, is now going in full swing. In this quarter, we have achieved good growth in both AUM and profitability with a consolidated basis. I am happy to share that we have recorded a net profit of 561 crore, with an improvement of 37% year-on-year, driven by profitability in gold loan and microfinance business. Gold loan AUM was 20,809 crore, an improvement of 8.4% over the year-ago quarter and 1% sequentially. We have maintained the pricing discipline in a very competitive environment and improved upon the profitability. We are committed to maintain the momentum on the gold loan business. While standalone AUM of the entity at 26,696 crore grew by 20.2% year-on-year, the consolidated AUM has reached 38,950 crore, representing an increase of 27% over a year-ago quarter. Asset quality in standalone book is comfortable at an NPA of 1.56%. Company's microfinance subsidiary, Asirvad, has posted an AUM of 10,950 crore, recording a growth of 43% year-on-year and a profit of 118 crore, which is up by 109% year-on-year. Both in the gold loan sector as well as microfinance, unmet credit needs are huge, and therefore there is enough headroom to coexist for all players, whether it be banks, NBFCs or fintech. Continuing with our trend in the previous quarter, we have posted a maximum growth in the vehicle finance business, a recording 66.7% increase year on year with an AUM of 3,143 crore, followed by home loans with an AUM of 1,305 crore. This is 41.6% increase over the corresponding quarter in FY23. For the vehicle finance business, we are increasing the penetration in rural and semi-urban locations. Apart from using digital lending platforms and automated approval processes, the MSME and personal loan segments are another area where we want to increase our presence by increasing the number of branches. And as of now, we are making a steady progress. As mentioned earlier, the strategy of diversifying into other sectors is gaining pace. The share of non-gold vertical in our total assets under management now stands at 47% and is in line with the objective of achieving a 50-50 portfolio mix between gold and non-gold segments. Given the strong growth in AUM and excellent earnings, the board is happy to announce an increase in dividends and raising payout to 85 paise during this quarter. We are confident of achieving both top line and bottom line growth as we continue to maintain a comfortable liquidity position by keeping the cost of funds reasonable. For a more comprehensive review of our financial performance, I hand the floor to our CFO, Mrs. Bindu
A. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you all for joining us. As you are aware of, Ashirvad Microfinance filed DRHP on October 5th, 2023. We are not in a position to give more numbers for Ashirvad except those which are in the public domain relating to results. We request our participants to restrict their questions on Ashirvad to published numbers. Coming to the operational overview, our consolidated AUM was Rs. 38,950 crores, representing 5.1% sequential growth and 27% YOY growth. Consolidated profit after tax was Rs. 561 crore, which was up by 12.6% QoQ and 37% increase YOY. ROE on a consolidated basis was 21.6% and ROA was 5.3%. Our leverage is currently at 3 times. Cash and cash equivalents on a consolidated basis was Rs. 4,871 crore and undrawn bank line was Rs. 4,253 crore. Our CP exposure is 2.9% in the standalone entity. Standalone cost of borrowing has gone up by 21 basis points during the quarter. About the gold loan business, which constitutes 53% of the consolidated AUM, whereas the remaining 47% comprises microfinance, vehicle finance, housing and MSME finance. Gold loan AUM at Rs. 20,809 crore, an increase of Q-on-Q 1% and up by 8.4% YOY. And the number of live customers stood at 24.63 lakhs. During the quarter, we were able to add 4.03 lakh new customers. Our average LTV is 66%. Online book accounts for 56% of the total gold loan book. Our standalone PAT was Rs. 420 crore, up by 10.2% sequentially and up by 20.4% YOY. Our standalone PAT for the half year was rupees 801 crore, up by 25.4% YOY. Coming to the microfinance business, Asirvad Microfinance AUM stands at rupees 10,950 crore, including gold loan AUM of rupees 815 crore, up by 8% QOQ and up by 43% YOY. PAT for the MFI business has increased to 2 rupees 118 crore in Q2 FY24 versus rupees 111 crore in Q1 FY24. For the half year, the profit increased to 2 rupees 230 crore versus 48 crore in the last year. The NPA stands at 1.44% and the CRAR at 24.47%. Vehicle finance, we have reported an AUM of rupees 3,143 crore, which is up by 13% QoQ and up by 66.6% YOY. ROA for the business is around 1.5% for this quarter. Collection efficiency 100%. GNPA reduced to 2.5%. Home loan business with a book of rupees 1,305 crore, QoQ growth of 8.5%, 41% YOY growth, operating from 65 branches and reported a profit of 4.5 crore. ROA at 1.4%, collection efficiency 96% and GNPA 1.75%. Loan to MSME and allied businesses, rupees 2,639 crore and the ROA 2.2%, collection efficiency 96% and GNPA at 1.9%. Lending to NBFCs, AUM stands at rupees 920 crore. ROA is around 5% during the quarter. Provisions and write-offs for the standalone entity during the quarter stood at rupees 31 crore compared to rupees 21 crore in the previous quarter. Our capital position is strong and the company is capitalized at a capital adequacy ratio of 30.7%. And the consolidated net worth stands at rupees 10,572 crore and the book value at rupees 124.90. Thank you. Now we can go for the Q&A session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Piran Engineer from CLSA. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my question and congrats on the strong numbers. Just a few questions. Firstly, we did an assignment this quarter. What exactly was it? Like we've assigned gold loans or vehicle or other loans?
So we did assignment for MSME and vehicle finance book to banks.
Okay. And what percentage of the book did we sell down? Like what is the quantum of sell down rather?
So we did in the earlier quarter also, put together it is around 700 crore. It is the normal standard book, which is also line of liquidity.
Okay, but why are we doing this when our tier 1 is at 30%?
Yeah, so we should have, we have to maintain the relationship with the bank. So sometimes this will help them to meet their PSL requirements also. So it is not very big. So sometimes we have to do that. We have to open different line of sourcing. Gold loan to some extent assignment is not possible. But as we are into non-gold businesses, we are opening up these lines also.
Got it. Okay. Okay, that makes sense. Secondly, I noticed in the standalone and consolidated statements are, you know, employee expense has gone down, but the other expenses have gone up a lot. So have we moved some employees to off-roll or something like that?
No. So the reduction in the employee cost on account of it depends on the growth, asset quality. So sometimes we will give the more weightage to asset quality like that. So to some extent, it is on account of reduction in incentives. Otherwise, the number of employees we are adding based on the employee productivity. Admin expenses, we had to add the communication lines more to the branch, etc. Those were the reasons.
Got it, got it. And just lastly, you can give some broad comments on the gold loan space in terms of, you know, competitiveness of the environment, because we've seen y'all are able to pass on 50 bits of yield hike this quarter. Muthoot, on the other hand, had to shed yields by about 40-50 bits. So just overall, how the environment is in terms of competitive scenario, both on growth and pricing, that would be helpful.
So, as I mentioned in the opening remarks, we want to maintain the price discipline at around 22% plus. And we believe that the market also will gradually realize that PPS also will gradually realize the need, because the funding cost going up, and the trend is not reversed now. So that's our policy. And we expect the coming quarters to be remain good as far as gold loan is concerned. That's the usual scenario.
No, but are banks being as aggressive as they used to be, or less aggressive? Have you seen that competition taper down?
So when their credit growth goes up, and their credit deposit growth, if they take they are comfortable, naturally their preference for small ticket loans will come down, and that is happening now.
Okay, okay, got it. I have more questions, but I'll get back in the queue. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Subhranshu Mishra from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Just some data keeping questions. If you can spell out what was the percentage of AUM less than 3 months of tenure as a percentage of the book, and if we can split the book into less than 1 lakh, 1 lakh to 3 lakh, and 3 lakh and above, and what was the option number this quarter, and if we can get the weighted average LTV in rupees. Thanks.
The option is 15 crore last quarter, this quarter. On the LTV percentage is 66%. On 5,300 rupees.
Say that again. 5,300.
Gold price 66% average LTV.
In rupees, sir, what was it?
Yeah, we'll come back. On the portfolio prices, we have up to 1 lakh 44%. 1 to 5 lakh, we have raised like that. 1 to 5 lakh 41%, and balance after 5 lakh 15%.
Okay. And what was this?
3,512 rupees in rupee terms.
3,512. Understood, sir. And then what has been the accrued interest in this quarter versus last quarter, sir?
3.7% for the quarter. It was more or less similar in the
same level.
Understood. Understood. And ma'am, if we can give out the split of the book last quarter as well, 1 lakh, less than 1 lakh, 1 to 5 lakh, and 5 lakh and above.
We'll send you separately. Yeah.
Okay, ma'am. No problem. Thank you. Thank you. These were all my questions. Thanks.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Prateek Kothari from Unique PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening and thank you. So my first question on the microfinance side, I mean, our expectation was the credit cost, we did some write-offs last quarter and credit cost was expected to come down, which we haven't seen. So anything to call out if you can highlight?
See, microfinance, as we file the DRHP, we can talk only the numbers in the public domain. So the quality in the book has improved. So we will come back with the detail, the numbers, when we are allowed to do that.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Rati J. Pandit from Nirmal Bang Institution Equities. Please go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks for taking my question. My first question is with respect to your option surplus, which you had mentioned in the first quarter, it was around 36 crores. So has the effect reduced further? And if any update from RBI on the branch expansion with respect to gold loan branches? This is my first question. And my second question is, what is your outlook on the gold loan business growth? If we look at, for FY24, in the past 1 or 2 months, we all have seen at a macro level, if this geopolitical tensions, they extend a bit. So do you think that, there could be better chances for the growth on the core business? So these are my two questions.
The option surplus, as you have said, which was around 38 crores, has come down to around 30, nearly 30 crores now, and it is coming down. But the RBI is looking forward for a couple of quarters whether we are able to bring it down, and we have demonstrated that we are able to do that. And we hope that the RBI will be very happy with that, and there won't be any problem in getting bank permission. And regarding the gold loan opportunity, as I said, we are maintaining the price discipline at around the 22% plus. That is our, with that, we have got to the growth of 8% YOY. And the coming quarters are generally good for gold loan, and so we hope to take up the advantage of that.
Okay. Option surplus, I'm sorry, how much you said? You said it has come down, so...
it will come down by around 2 to 3 crores every quarter. It is in line with the plan we have shared with RBI verbally.
Okay, sir. Yeah, that's it from my side.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Mona Khetan from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good evening. So firstly, on the MFI book, while we've seen 8% sequential growth, if I look at the revenue from operations on slide 21, it has declined Q-on-Q. So what explains that?
So if you see the DA income, it depends on how much direct assignment transactions we are done during the quarter. So if you compare Q1, we have done a larger amount of DA and our upfronting of income was 55 crore, which reduced to 28 crore during the quarter. Other than that, the yield has gone up interest income has gone up. Only the difference is on account of less DA transaction during the quarter.
Got it. Secondly, if you could just share again the breakup of loan book by ticket size up to 1 lakh and between. I just missed that.
Yeah, up to 1 lakh, 44%. 1 to 5 lakh, 41. Above 5 lakh, 15%.
Got it. And just finally, though I understand the LGDs in the gold business are near nil, if I put together the auctioning and the rise in NPA, it seems that, you know, and also the higher credit cost, it seems that you are seeing rise in NPAs in this business, unlike, say, an MFI and stuff. If you could highlight what you're seeing in the ground that is resulting in higher delinquencies in the business.
So your question on the credit cost of gold loan, you are right, the LGD is very less. And credit cost, during the quarter we have done auction of only 15 crores and we have not incurred any loss on account of that.
Right, what I wanted to understand is if anything you can highlight on why the delinquencies are higher in this business. We've seen something like this for other NBFCs as well. So if you could just share what you're seeing on the ground, that will be helpful.
See, as per contract, gold loan, if the customer is not redeeming, we have the option to sell the gold and recover the money before becoming NPA. But sometimes, considering the request from customers, we may give some more time to the borrowers. As the underlying collateral and our receivable is secured, based on the request from customers, we may give some more time to the customer. That is the only reason. Otherwise, for the NPA, before becoming NPA also, we can sell as per the contract.
Sure, thank you. I'm done, thank you.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Rajiv Mehta from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Congratulations on good numbers and thank you for giving me the opportunity. So my first question is on gold loan growth. So we are talking about pricing discipline and we have seen our yields also improving the last two quarters. So with this kind of pricing discipline, what kind of growth we can expect coming through? And for that kind of a growth, what kind of actions are we taking on the ground in terms of more advertising, your client outreach, your old client reactivation? Can you just throw more light? Because I can see that the new customer acquisition number has been pretty stable over the past few quarters. Is there a plan to accelerate that number and stop the attrition?
So, on an average, we are acquiring around 5,000 new customers every day, which remains stable. And the YOY gold loan growth was around 8%. And we hope that it will be maintained, as I mentioned earlier. The coming quarter, some quarters, it may be slightly dull, but in the coming quarters, it may improve. So we are expecting the same momentum as far as growth is concerned.
Then, sir, when you say same momentum, are we looking at annual growth of 7-8% every year? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is without any gold price benefit?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Okay. And the second?
Even when the gold price was down, to some extent, the portfolio has grown.
Okay. Okay. And on microfinance, ma'am, if you can tell us, what is the collection efficiency on the X bucket, on the current bucket?
That is what the collections were similar to that of Q1, we can say. But as these numbers to be certified in future, we are not allowed to give these numbers. So you can see from the profit number, everywhere we can see improvement. But at the same time, those specific numbers which will be going into the...
Okay.
So we have to wait for that.
Sure, sure. And just lastly, again on Ashirvad, now since that we have filed the DRHP for raising money and it will take some time and we are running slightly higher on leverage, how do we plan to manage growth in the interim? Do we slow down on growth or do we do more assignments in the current quarter?
So our Ashirvad Microfinance current CRAR at 24%. And every quarter plowback is over 100 crore profit. So this is sufficient to support the growth for this year. This fundraising is more on account of the growth capital in the coming years.
Okay, okay. So one should not expect any slowdown in momentum. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for answering my questions.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ketan Nathople from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity. I wanted to know the consolidated loan book growth guidance and the credit cost guidance for FY24 and the next 2 years.
Yeah, yeah. So whatever has been already spelled out, we remain by that.
Okay, you are maintaining. Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pratik Kothari from Unique PMS. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Thank you again. Sir, on the MFI side again, we were expecting a rundown in our credit cost. We did some write-offs last quarter and we expected that to come down. So you can highlight what happened this quarter.
Yeah, so the portfolio quality, all those specific numbers we will come when we file the URHP. At this point of time, you can see from the financials. So something relating to ARC also, we took a small write-off. So these are the broad numbers.
Yeah, ma'am. I'm just asking from what you have reported. So last quarter we had said that we did some 60 crores of write-off and which shouldn't continue going forward and your credit cost should come down. But I mean, provisioning again this quarter is about 92 crores. So
so if you compare last quarter...
Qualitatively, what is not going right?
So one element of P&L debit is on account of increase in AUM also. Because last quarter the book was flat and standard assets provision was not there in the earlier quarter. So this quarter the growth was there. So if you compare between last quarter 96 and this quarter 91, these are the difference. One is the increase in standard assets provision, one on account of ARC provisioning, and on the normal book we are seeing improvement in asset quality.
Okay, fair enough. My second question on gold loan. So in our quest to maintain this 21-22% yield, is it fair to assume that we have let go of growth? Because, I mean, peers maybe they have let go of yield in to capture growth, but we seem to have done the reverse. So, I mean, we do say that the competition has come down, but this balance between growth and yield doesn't seem to play out together. So some comments there if you can.
So our internal decision is as an NBFC, we are serving a certain section of a community where the ticket size is relatively smaller, that's around 50,000, and the period is, the duration is around the 3 months, where the offers is very high, and borrowing cost also, whatever uncertainty is there in the market, Yeah, that is there. So we believe that as an NBFC, it will be always good to have that discipline of maintaining around 22%, and we maintain that we expect a growth of around 8 to 10% even with this, because in the coming quarters, from our target audience, the demand is expected to have some momentum. We don't want to compete in the market and bring down the interest rate at a level which is not much affordable.
Correct. Fair enough. And this gain in direct assignment that we have booked of about 75 crores in H1 of this year, how much was it last year, or say first half of last year?
So last year it was 42 crores.
In H1 or full year?
H1. It is there in the results. Net gain on the recognition of financial instruments. So half year ended 30 September 2022 was 0. Control. Console in the first half was 0. Okay, so we will come back with the...
Yeah, we will share with you.
Sure.
And my last question, ma'am, in the last quarter we had highlighted that we didn't face any issue with funding per se, but there was some apprehension from borrowers. They were asking a few more questions with the ED issue. Now that has been solved, are we back to normal in terms of credit lines, in terms of our access to liquidity, cost of capital?
Yeah. So we have included in the presentation also, we are having almost 4,800 crores liquidity at the end of cash and cash equivalents at the end of the quarter, around 5,000 crores, 4,871 crore exactly. And undrawn lines also.
No, correct. My question was, there was some apprehensions which we were facing. So is that all resolved or?
Yes, completely resolved. We got the final order, and even the lenders were aware this is a temporary issue. Only the court matter, it will take some time. So in our case, we were able to resolve everything in 3-4 months time. We are getting enough liquidity. And the pricing also, we have seen some reduction at the end of the quarter.
No, fair enough. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you so much. Participants who wish to join the question queue, you may please press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Piran Engineer from CLSA. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for allowing me a follow-up. Just two questions. One is on the cost of funds trajectory, what's our expectation, both standalone and consol? And second thing, just wanted to know more about your secured PL product. What is the security that you all take, and why does that person not just take a gold loan instead of a secured PL? Because the rate is same, interest rate you're charging is 21%.
See, the cost of borrowing, we don't expect much increase, as the CFO has said. Regarding the secured PL product, this is the security is the mortgage, where the margin, we lend up to 60% of the valuation of the collateral. That's the mortgage. So your question, why we take, means the gold loans are meant for short term for them. These are the average life is around 100 days or 90 days or 100 days. And the average ticket size is around 50,000. So this is the range Primarily, these are seen as short-term loan because these are customers from the lower end of the pyramid, where this is very precious for them and they wanted to wear for family festivals, family celebrations, festivals, etc. Whereas this, against this mortgage, it is for 10 years. So that's why the customers go for secured PL, even though they also will sometimes go loan.
So, but then why are we not doing it from the home loan subsidiary? There also we have a LAP product, and what you said sounds very much like a LAP product. That is also 5.5 lakh ticket size. So, you know, parent and subsidiary both are doing the same business.
No, there is one reason. There are limitations for a home loan company. There are some limitations with regard to how much the LAP can be. Whereas here we have enough headroom. Yeah.
Got it. Okay, that answers my question. Thank you.
Portfolio is around 2,500 crores now. Over that.
Got it. Okay. That is helpful. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. Just a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and 1 to join the question queue. The next question is from the line of Rajiv Mehta from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Sir. Just one follow-up on other income. On the fee income. So when I look at the fee income standalone as well as console, from the standalone book, the fee income remains negligible. When the console numbers of fee income goes up to 31 crore, and this number was again very marginal number in the previous quarter. So this entire delta of fee income seems to have come from Ashirvad Microfinance. So what is this fee income, fee and commission income?
Yeah. So we are getting a referral fee when we are able to sell the product to the borrowers. So if they need some household equipment, we will be selling those products to borrowers.
And what are these kinds of products? And is this an recurring ongoing arrangement? How should we look at this business income?
Yeah. It will be like a pressure cooker, gas stove, or solar, smaller lights, etc.
Okay, so these are cross-sell. And the quantum that we got this quarter, was it pertaining to this quarter or was it a pent-up number or in this run rate? Because it's a sizable run rate in terms of our quarterly profitability. Can we expect this kind of income to happen every quarter or is there a seasonality? How should we look at this number?
As you're aware, Q1 MFI disbursement was slow. So we got some pent-up demand in Q2, and it will continue. It may not be like Q2 because Q1 disbursements were slow because we were waiting for the credit to close on the liquidity issue, etc. So Q2 is not exactly comparable, but this fee income will be the coming quarter.
Got it, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Utsav, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Congratulations on the great set of numbers, sir. I just like to inquire on the growth we can see this quarter because we have the festive season and the marriage season also. So what kind of growth can we expect this quarter? Hello?
Yeah. We are expecting a similar growth.
So like around 8% in gold and in non-gold around 10-15%?
Y on Y growth is 8% in gold.
More than 8%, right?
Yeah, gold Y on Y is 8%. Q is 1%.
And in non-gold business, what kind of growth can we see this quarter, coming quarter?
The same, we are expecting the same amount of growth.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Suraj Nawandar from Sampada Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. So just wanted to understand why we are doing gold loans in Asirwad Microfinance and not through our main holding company.
See, MFI can do 25% of their balance sheet in other lots, other than MFI also. They have the option. And it is quite natural that we thought we will do secure lending, as the other 75% of the balance sheet is unsecured. So, amongst secured loans, we have the preference. And we sought RBI whether we can do gold loan there. And these branches are in such a geography that there is no competition between the parent and the subsidiary. So that's the reason.
Okay, in which geography Asirwad is strong where Manappuram is not present for the gold loan?
See, in a country like India, where 1/6 of the world population are living, and the middle income growth is growing, and even the bottom line, they are also growing. There is an opportunity to have so many branches. So there are many unserved places in India. And Asirwad is taking that as an opportunity to do gold loan there. And as I mentioned, 25% of the balance sheet as the loan of any secured nature or whatever.
Okay. So you are saying that conflict of interest will not come even if Asirwad is listed separately in future?
Yeah, there is plenty of opportunity.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shubhranshu Mishra from PhillipCapital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Two questions. When you're talking about this 8% gold loan growth, what would be the split that should come from South India versus non-South geographies? And second, let's take the question on fee income at a consolidated level and forward. Given the fact that we're doing these household products, do we have certain KRAs which are assigned to the sales of these household products at the MFI branches for employees? Thanks.
The opportunity is there across India, and India is annually importing around 1,000 tons of gold. The opportunity is there, and some quarters we will see some geographies growing, other quarters in other geographies. All these are dependent upon the conditions there, like harvest season or festival season in different geographies. About the fee income, these are sold to MFI customers who wanted to buy household articles, etc. So these are the advantage for them is these are delivered to them at a price much lower than the MRP. And they are happy about it. And depending upon the need in different geographies, different categories of customers, we have around 20 plus products. So from there, we are getting an income, a commission from the supplier. And of course, I say, yeah, this is a discount much lower than the market, much higher, discount higher than the market, that is price much lower than the market. About KRA, the employees will have some incentive, which is normally given. this what we call it as product sale is of the sale of consumer durables. Yeah, this is there the MFI industry for a very long time, and most of the companies provide this service to its customers.
So this first question is not very clear, sir, because it's been almost close to 2 years that we're not giving out the regional AUM mix. Our South AUM is was upwards of 60% as of third quarter FY22.
Yeah.
So we don't have a number because we have not been publishing it for the last 2 years for some reason, I guess. Then having said that, South should really weigh on our growth, right? If it is upwards, even upwards of 50%. So that's the specific question I'm asking. What would be the South versus non-South growth? So I understand that India is a large geography and we have a large opportunity, but I have a very specific question. So South versus non-South, if we can start. Thanks.
So around 65% of the branches are in South. And 35% is in the non-South. So what I said is, the growth in these places are cyclical, depending upon the festivals in various geographies, the harvest season in different geographies, climatic conditions in different geographies. It is going like that. If you want to have the data, yeah, we can share with you over the last few quarters.
Just to answer my question as much, but sure, I'll take this offline. Thank you for your time. So
okay.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Jigar Jani from BNK Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my question. I just wanted to understand on your consolidated financial results, there are three line items. One is net gain on fair value changes. Second is net gain on derecognition financial instruments. And third is a fee other income line item. So I believe you are reporting the DA in the net gain on derecognition of financial instruments. Is that correct? Hello? Hello, am I audible?
Yeah, 1 minute.
Sure.
Yeah, so this is on upfronting of a DA income that 82 crore for the half year and 84 crores in the 82 crore for this half of the year, and last year it was 64.55.
So that is the DA income, right? Upfronting?
Yes.
And what is the net gain on derecognition of financial instruments then? 42 crores?
So the bifurcation we will send to you, like based on the Ind AS accounting. So I will share with you.
Sure. No worries. And this product selling that you do, so this is, you don't give any loans for it, right? This is straight sale and you just get commission, right? Or do you give loans also for buying these products?
We grant loan for the purchase of this product, this consumer durable.
And what would be that quantum of the AUM right now? Could you share the number?
350 crores.
Okay, and ma'am, I know Ashirwad, you cannot comment on specific numbers, but just directionally, has stage 2 numbers for Ashirwad gone up this quarter sequentially compared to last quarter?
Will not be able to comment.
Okay, no worries. Thank you so much for answering my questions.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Mr. Abhijit Debrewal. Please go ahead, sir.
So just last two questions. One is, I think earlier some participants had asked that one of your larger peers is seeing some stress in gold. So when I say stress, they are seeing their stage 2, stage 3 numbers go up for the last maybe 2-3 quarters. Are we also seeing something similar in our gold loan portfolios? I mean, customers not being able to kind of come back, repay and take their gold jewelry back?
So we don't see any first in stage 2, stage 3 in gold loan.
Got it. And one last question for Raju sir. Sir, we've already seen gold loan yields improve to 22.1% now. We've in the past always indicated that gold loan yields will be between 22-22.5%. So fair to assume that gold loan yields will now stabilize, or is there some more room for increase in yields for maybe next 1 or 2 quarters?
Yeah, we expect that to remain somewhere around this range.
Got it. That's all from my side. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, one data point which I was missed out to the earlier participants. So these two line items in consolidation, the fourth one, net gain on fair value changes, that is relating to Ashirvad. So 27 crore in Q2 FY24, and in June it was 55 crore. And the next line item is by Manappuram Finance Limited, 37 crore in this quarter and 5 crore in the previous quarter.
Thank you so much. We would take that as our last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
So thank you all the participants for this analyst call. We expect your support. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.